Hey, this is David Rovics with another episode of This Week with David Rovics, making popular education popular again. On September 17th, 2011, I was in New York City in Zuccotti Park. I had heard about the protests earlier when they were in their planning stages. I don't have the resources to just drop everything and go join a protest that crops up somewhere, like, say, in Tunisia or Wisconsin. I couldn't afford to make it to either of those. But Occupy Wall Street was, conveniently enough, planned months in advance by friends of mine who alerted me to their plans. So I made sure to book a gig in New York City for the night before, also months in advance, so I could be sure to make it to the protest. I had been to protests on Wall Street before. As I headed from Brooklyn to Manhattan that morning, I thought about one I remembered from May 1st, 2000. On that day, thousands of folks, mostly from Mexico and Central America, marched through Manhattan, along with an approximately equal number of riot police who lined the route of the march on motorcycles, looking very menacing the whole time, towering a full head above most of the relatively short people marching. It was only months after the Seattle police had been taken by surprise at the WTO protests there, and police departments throughout the U.S. at the time were taking no chances. The NYPD was out in force, not only escorting the marchers at a ratio of about 1-to-1, but they also had riot cops deployed at every Starbucks and McDonald's throughout Lower Manhattan, as well as in front of the World Trade Center, which seemed especially preposterous in retrospect. The May Day march ended around Wall Street. An anarchist group had put up a website saying they were going to shut down Wall Street at the end of the May Day march. That appeared to be the extent of the organizing involved with this effort, and the 5,000 riot cops did not have much problem keeping Wall Street safe from the 200 or so anarchists who showed up for the ostensible shutting down of Wall Street. Bizarrely, in anticipation of our little protest, the NYPD had already shut down Wall Street for the afternoon. Not just Wall Street, but a huge number of city blocks in every direction surrounding it, creating even more traffic chaos than usual in Lower Manhattan. The riot police were quite literally tripping over themselves and their motorcycles, often filling the streets in such numbers that they were boxing themselves in. These were the memories I was having as I arrived at Zuccotti Park in 2011. The scene was not dissimilar from what I remembered. A couple hundred mostly white young people, similar to the couple hundred folks who were prepared to commit civil disobedience on the evening of May 1st, 2000. Like the ones in 2000, the folks in the park in 2011 were far too few to even attempt any kind of shutdown of Wall Street. And as in 2000, the NYPD soon began to brutalize people, which is what they do, in order to keep what they consider to be law and order. The difference this time was that people came back the next day, and the next, and the next, and soon the protest camps started cropping up all over the country and the world. And, unlike during the anti-capitalist movement 11 years earlier, this time the media was covering it. As the Occupy Wall Street protest in New York City morphed unexpectedly into a national and then an international movement during the first couple weeks of a concert tour of the U.S. and Canada I had booked months earlier, that just happened to coincide perfectly with it, I wrote this song, which I had the distinct pleasure of singing at impromptu concerts in 30 different encampments in different states and provinces before I lost count. Cause this is where they buy the politicians. Cause this is where power has its seat. Cause 99% of us are suffering at the mercy of the madmen on this street. Cause all of us are victims of class warfare being waged on us by the 1%. Because these greedy banksters rob the country, leaving us without the means to pay the rent. Because both my parents lost their savings. Because I have never opened an account. Because the interest on my credit card just doubled. And now I can't pay the minimum amount. Because these budget cuts are just immoral. With our schools as overcrowded as they are. Because there are no buses where I live. But I can't afford to drive a car. So we're gonna stay right here. We're gonna stay right here. because it has been demonstrated amply that the winners are the ones who stick around. Because this world should belong to everyone, not just the banksters who would smash it to the ground. Because we've noticed voting doesn't change things when the politicians are mostly millionaires. Because we're learning how to stand up like Tunisians, like they did in Tahrir Square. So we're gonna stay right here. We're gonna stay right here. Corporations are not people, and we can't just let them choose. Because if we leave our fate to them, then all of us will surely lose. Because the climate clock is ticking, and we can't just leave our world behind. Because corporate rule isn't working, and it's time for humans' hearts and minds. So we're gonna stay right here. 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 This has been another episode of the podcast This Week with David Rovics.